Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Hello, hi. This is 60630.
606.
What was that? 30.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Liliana Kurt.
Thank you. One moment while I locate that account, please. One moment, please.
Sure, thank you.
And let's see.
The reason I'm calling is that the account was closed. It was not supposed to have any recurring charges, and they just charged my debit card again today, and I'm not happy at all. So I called in. We reversed a first charge, which was on April 12, and now they just charged again $64.99. So I'm asking for that to be reversed immediately if I can.
And what was your last name?
Kurt with a C, C-U-R-T, Kurt.
Okay. For security purpose of the account, verify your address, please.
5151 North La Crosse Avenue in Chicago, 60630.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See here, you have our Ivera face and eye cream.
There was a free item that I paid $6.70 for shipping on March the 23rd. And then I immediately called that I did not want this to be, you know, it was not clear. I mean, it was just like a one-time thing. And then I called to reverse, you know, to immediately cancel this. And then there was back on in April. And now today, they charged again. So I'm asking for the $64.99 to be reversed. I do not want this as a...
Okay.
So in April when I called, I was told that this was closed and, you know, reversed and taken care of. And now again, they debit my account. So I would like that charge reversed again. And whatever we need to do to close this, like, you know, I'm calling before work right now.
All right. So it looks like it is canceled. Give me one moment. Let me look into that account, okay?
I'm sorry, what?
Give me one moment, let me look into that account.
Yeah, but I don't understand the charge that just took place today. So whatever charges were other than the $6.70 on March 23rd, I need reversed because I canceled this subscription immediately.
Okay. All right, so looks like you... Looks like it's a chargeback on the account.
I'm sorry? It looks like what?
It's a chargeback on the account.
I do not want this. I called immediately to cancel, so I'm not sure what this is.
You disputed the charge?
Yes, I did immediately when there was charge $64.99. And then I disputed it because I didn't know what it was. And then I called you guys. It was explained what it was and that it would be reversed immediately. So So I disputed at that exact moment, and then I was told that the account was closed, and now it came back. So I need that refunded back again.
All right. Well, yeah, we won't be able to refund it since you've already disputed it.
Well, I disputed it immediately and called you guys because the charge was not authorized at that moment. So now I'm charged $64.99 again for something that, you know, that I canceled immediately with you guys. And that's why the dispute was taking place. I didn't dispute it with you guys. I disputed it with my bank because they kept, they authorized something that was not authorized.
Okay, and once you dispute a chargeback was done.
The chargeback came today. This is like 6 weeks later.
So what
but
that
the account
means...
was closed, so you guys had no authorization to withdraw $64.99 at all.
Okay, once the
$65 that I did not authorize at all, ever.
So once the chargeback was done, what this means is an investigation took place.
But there was no investigation.
And you lost the dispute.
This charge was... Yes, I asked my account to hold or whatever, because this was not authorized charge, $64.99 at all, from no one. I did not even know what this was. So, of course, I had to dispute it. It's $65. And then they gave me your number. Then I called and I said, immediately, or whatever this is, it needs to be canceled immediately.
Okay. So what's
so
your well,
I had to dispute that it was $65. That I didn't know what it was. I'm sorry, what?
You lost the dispute.
That's
why you
lost the dispute.
So what happened
is dispute this charge from your company or whatever this is, I did never authorize. So I had to, you know, I didn't lose the dispute because I did not, this was canceled. Like, this was not authorized in the first place.
Well, that's why it's a chargeback on the account because you lost the dispute. So what it means is your bank gave you a temporary charge. But once you lost
right,
the dispute.
But you guys have to give me a credit, even if the bank, at that moment in time, but you guys have to give me a credit for this because I did not. So now, even if it's back to my account, you guys need to credit it. You guys never credit it in the first place. So now that it's back as a charge on my card, you guys need to give me a credit for something that I don't have, don't want, never authorized.
All right. I mean, if you would have spoke with us first, we would have been able to assist you.
You cannot assist me?
I stated that if you would have spoke with us first, we would have
I
been able to.
I did speak with you at the same time. I just did not have the number because you said pending, and I did not have your number where to call to dispute. I called right away, and I said whatever this is needs to be canceled. Whatever subscription this took place, I did not authorize this. At all. So now if that bank, if the charge went through, you guys have $64.99 from me that I did not authorize. So do I have to call consumer reports? Do I have to call what? Because I, like I said, I canceled this immediately that day when I didn't even know that this would be charged. So, okay. So the bank put it back. Now you guys have $64.99 from me that I did not authorize at all. So I'm asking for that refund back.
Since you already spoke with your credit card company,
it's
you have to.
Company. It's direct debit. from my checking.
I'm sorry.
So I don't have to do anything. You guys, I said it's not a credit card. It's a direct checking, direct payment. So you guys have to refund me the $64.99 because I never authorized the charge. And that's why, so now, you know, 2 months later, I'm still trying to take care of this.
Right. But what's your bank?
The
take
bank
that
nothing.
Charge?
Okay. Well, now you guys took 60. The bank did not take anything. You guys
yes,
took $64.99.
No, we didn't take that bill. What happened is your bank took it out of your account and gave it back to the company.
Right. So now the company needs to give it back to me because I had to dispute that because this was I saw a charge on my card that I don't know what it was. Do you understand that I never authorized a recurring payment of $64.99? So I didn't know if it was fraud or what it was. So, of course, I had to, you know, and then when they... And then they gave me your number, and then they said call your company and cancel whatever they, you know, to see who they are. So I thought this was fraud. So of course I had to dispute that at that moment in time.
Hey,
I think that anybody who disputes something, if you see a charge for $64.99 as fraud, of course I didn't know what it was. If it's fraud or what in the world it was. So now they gave it back to your company. Now I want it as a refund. But that's exactly what my bank said. It's about... So I want a refund, please, for $64.99 on the same method that was charged. The deducted or whatever it was.
All right. Allow me one brief moment. Let me note the account, okay?
Thank you very much.
Damian, I am preparing to go over there.
Oh.
One moment, please.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I did note the account.
Okay.
Now, what I can do is I can resend that product, but as far as a refund, I won't be able to issue that.
I don't want the product. It was a free sample that I had to pay shipping $670, and that was that. I cannot afford $64.99 for a product that I don't want. And I called immediately when there is. So, no, this is fraud. I mean, if I have to call consumer services, I will. Whatever I have to do. I don't want that product. There was a one situation. I called immediately to cancel the account. So this, I'm asking for a refund. I don't want the product. I never, you know, I called immediately to cancel or whatever it was because I thought it was fraud in the first place. This is fraud, after all. That's what I thought, you know, whatever this is, I want a refund, please. I don't want a product that's $65. So I'm calling to please get a refund. I do not want the product. I did not subscribe to this thing. This is crazy. Of course, I had to tell my bank immediately. I don't know who this insurance or whatever it came up on my charge. I said, I don't know who this is. We have to investigate who this is. Once they found out who that was, they said, call them and whatever it is, you know, tell them that you don't want it, which I did. So then I was told I was it was canceled. So then I thought, okay, that's it, right? And now I need a refund for $64.99. I don't want the product, please.
Well, it's not refundable, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
It's not refundable.
What do you mean it's not refundable?
Because you've already spoke to your bank. They're the ones who gave the charge.
I had to because I thought it's fraud. This is fraud. Of course I had to. I did not know who this charge was. If you have 10 charges on your account and you don't know what they are, of course you have to let them know, look, I need to know who this is. Of course you have to do that. And now the bank reversed it, obviously, because I talked to you guys. And then it was based on the fact that you would refund me back or whatever the next step would be from your company. So I don't want you to ship me another product today when this was canceled immediately, you know, the day. It was canceled before even a month or anything like that. Because on March 23rd, I did this stupid survey that was like free with $6.70 delivery charge, which I did with no recurring charges. So then on April 12th, I was already charged $64.99. So of course I thought it was fraud because I didn't even know who you guys were the way the charge came in. It came in insurance something on my debit. It didn't come in as, you know, cosmetic company or anything like that.
Right.
So of course it's refundable
because
I did not get a second. Yeah, I need to speak because I need to go to work. I'm about to call the news. I'm so upset with this right now. Please, I'm just calling for a refund. I didn't want any more. I only had, you know, the initial one. I didn't, you know, even touch it. I don't want another product. To speak with who? I mean, all I'm asking is for the $64.99 to be refunded. I did not get, I don't want this product at all. I don't have anything to return back. It's not like I'm returning something that I received, which, by the way, would be fully refundable. So, yes, who can I speak with?
One moment, please.
Damian. Sunt la bancă, că tot să-mi ia bani din bancă pentru nimica.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
I'm staying here. Okay, I want no response.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Right. So I did speak with some of them. It's nothing we can do, I'm sorry. So you have to call your bank.
You what? Oh my gosh. I'm gonna call the Business Bureau and the Consumer Services because this is something you guys have $64.99 for me on something that I didn't authorize. So I'm looking for a refund now back since you got that money from my bank. Doesn't matter where it came from, this was not authorized. So I'm asking for a refund back. That's it. For an item that I don't have, I did not authorize, and it was canceled immediately. Like, not even, it wasn't even, I didn't even know that this would be recording. And once I found out, I called immediately. So if you guys have the money, $64.99, for an item that I did not authorize, I should be refunded from you guys back. Like you said 2 minutes ago, you would send me another item. I don't want another item. So yeah, I don't understand this.
Right.
My bank is going to say the same thing, that, you know, that you guys were a company, it wasn't a fraud, and that's why, you know, you went through. Because I thought this was fraud in the first place, so that's why I had to stop payment, not stop payment, to just, you know, let them find out who you guys were. So, of course, I had a dispute at that moment in time. So now when you said a few minutes ago that you'd send me another item, that was because you guys have payment on something that I don't. So I don't have to dispute my bank. My bank is going to say to call you guys to ask for a refund because this was canceled. That's what my bank would say. And I cannot have this recurring every single month on something that I don't authorize. We are another month something later. So now probably I have to go to do what?
Any charges that has to be done will have to be through your credit card company.
But it's not a credit card company. This was a direct payment. It cannot be to my credit card company if you guys took the money. Now you guys have this payment. So I'm asking for a refund from your company back to the same way you guys took it.
Okay, well, we're not able to issue
that. Not a credit card company. I'm sorry.
We're not able to issue that. I'm sorry.
You're not able to issue it.
The refund.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
Again, ma'am, because you've already spoke with your credit card company and they gave the charge back.
Yes, but you guys, they gave you the charge. They gave it to you because at that moment in time, they found out that you guys exist. That is not some company, I don't know where. Which there was the problem at the time because I didn't know who this was. They didn't know who you guys were. So, of course, if I disputed something and this company actually exists, then, of course, you know, it went through. But it's up to you guys as the company. You know, obviously there's a product that I don't have, I didn't want. So then charge me for a product that was canceled. Or whatever this was canceled at that moment. So from the bank point of view, at that moment in time, of course they had to release payment to you guys at that moment in time because they would tell me the same thing. Call the company and ask for a refund on this product, whatever it was, which I did immediately at the time. Do you understand at all what I'm saying or what this is?
Yes, I most definitely understand, but you have to be mindful of what you agree with.
I didn't agree with anything. It was a free survey. There was a one-time delivery charge, which I paid $6.70 on March the 23rd. Got the product, did not like it, canceled, called immediately. That was it. And it was fully refundable. Like, I could send it back, the first one, and it's still fully refunded, whatever there was. and $64.99 when it went through. I didn't know who he was, so of course I had to dispute it because it's fraud. Anybody that would get a charge for $65, and I'm like, what is this? We had to dispute it at that moment in time. I called, I said, whatever this is, please cancel it. Then you guys explained what it was. I said, okay, whatever it is, cancel it. Any subscription, anything like that, I'm not authorizing it. And that was canceled. The account was canceled on or about April, I don't know what it was, 12, 13, something like that. And now we are in May 20th, and I'm getting discharged again, $64.99. So is my account closed or not? As of what date? I didn't even know I had an account. This is fraud, basically, what it is.
Yes, your account is closed.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Let me
put my clothes on. One
moment. Hello, who is this? Hello? Hello?